In this bulletin, the National Summit on Women's Safety is underway to address violence against women and their children. New South Wales records more than 1,000 new infections as new modelling by health experts is released. And in sport, Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal appeals set to request an AFL trade back to Fremantle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has recorded 1,281 new local COVID cases and 5 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is getting closer to a 70% double dose vaccination rate. A peak in COVID infections in the next week or so, according to the modelling, and an increase in hospitalisation and intensive care will be likely in early to mid-October. Ms Berejiklian says COVID-19 modelling is being released today, showing when the state will reach its infection peak and what its intensive care and hospital requirements will be over the next 2 months.
So that's what the best modelling tells us at this stage, but I do want to qualify that by saying that a number of variables are associated with that modelling. But as Dr Chan and the Minister and myself say almost every day, the best way we can keep people out of hospital, out of our intensive care units, is by getting vaccinated. And we've already seen what a difference vaccination makes. The higher the vaccination rate, the lower number of proportion of people who end up in hospital.
A new child wellbeing task force in New South Wales, which meets for the first time next week, is being launched to help develop a plan for the transition of children and young people out of lockdown. It will bring together the state's government agencies and community sector leaders for the planning. The task force will initially focus on promoting awareness of child abuse and neglect to all frontline workers. It will then expand access to digital services for at-risk families and improving support for young people leaving out-of-home care. The federal government is hosting a national summit on women's safety to address violence against women and their children. The two-day event is taking place virtually, with panel presentations and speeches to be publicly streamed online. Discussions will focus on sexual violence, coercive control, financial and technology-facilitated abuse, sexual harassment at work, perpetrator interventions, and violence against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. Prime Minister Scott Morrison addressed the summit, saying primary intervention is part of Australia's long-term national strategy so that women can live free of fear.
Together, we can listen, we can learn, and we can make change. We can identify barriers and behaviours, practices and gaps, so that Australia is a safer place for every Australian woman and girl. We can draw on lived experience and research findings through this summit and turn them into meaningful action. We need to change behaviours and attitudes so that we stop violence before it starts.
To the vaccine rollout, and the first batch of 4 million Pfizer doses from London have touched down in Sydney. The 450,000 doses will be distributed around the country on a per capita basis. Queensland is now the last in Australia's vaccine rollout program. COVID-19 Task Force Commander, Lieutenant General John Frewen, has told Channel 9's The Today Show he's worried about hesitancy issues.
I've got one eye firmly fixed on hesitancy issues. Again, I say we've got the supply, we've got the distribution networks now, we've now got more than about 9,400 places people can go to get vaccinated. We intend over the next couple of weeks to make that more than 10,000. So really it all just does come down now to people turning up.
To the coronavirus outbreak in Victoria, the state has recorded 246 new local COVID infections as a vaccination blitz for Year 12 students begins today. 121 cases are linked to known outbreaks, with the source of the remaining 125 infections under investigation. To Queensland, the state has recorded 0 community-acquired coronavirus cases today. However, there were 5 new cases detected in hotel quarantine, with 20 active cases across the state. Vaccination hubs administered more than 10,000 doses in the last 24 hours. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging residents to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and use the check-in app.
34.51% are fully vaccinated. As I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, this is our window of opportunity, Queensland, to get vaccinated. Make sure you register with Queensland Health or go and see one of the 300 GPs across Queensland that can vaccinate you or drop into a pharmacy. Queensland is responsible for doing 30% of the vaccines. The Commonwealth Government is responsible for 70%.
600 Queenslanders stuck in other states will be allowed to return home today. The hotel quarantine pause has now come to an end amid a renewed push to move the New South Wales-Queensland border checkpoints south. And to sport, Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal appeals set to request an AFL trade back to Fremantle 3 years after leaving the Dockers for the Brisbane Lions. The Star Lions midfielder, who is contracted for another 2 seasons, is considering a return to Perth to be closer to his wife's family. Neal played 135 games for the Dockers before seeking out the Lions for a fresh start at the end of 2018. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, Canberra and Sydney. Cloudy in Adelaide, Wollongong and Brisbane. Possible showers in Newcastle, Cairns and Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.